What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again is Red. Red, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Be sure to follow us on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod. Send us some song suggestions. Also, you can call us up at our new Shitty Song of the Week voicemail line over at 910-370-1604. Leave us some suggestions or give me some shit for reviewing something that you love so much. But today, we're diving back into the world of pop music, and specifically pop music from the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. 2008, to be exact, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, it lucked out that both of our songs came from that year. I mean, and there's a very good possibility that we both have the same song here. I'm really curious how this one's going to be played out.
Yeah, I don't know, but, dude. This song was popular, but it was obscure at the same time. You know what I mean? Like,
that's mine.
Oh, shit. all right, well, let's go ahead and dive right on into this then. I think I go first, actually.
Yes.
So, yeah. Brandon, I picked Rihanna. Rihanna.
Okay.
Disturbia?
Oh, God. Okay, so we don't have the same song, and I fucking hate you for bringing this song up again.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so how I came across this song was from a cover band, believe it or not. I found this song back in 2010 or 11 or something. I listened to a group called Boyce Avenue, and they do a cover of this song, and it's not a bad one. I mean, they're more of an easy listening kind of, it's weird how to describe Boyce Avenue. But anyway, they do a cover of this song, and that's how I found it. And it became an earworm for me from Boyce Avenue playing it. But when I found the original, the Rihanna original song, it was even worse because I have yet, dude, like, I don't understand the lyrics to this song. I don't understand the meaning behind the entire song. Like, I've looked it up. It says something about pain and anguish and all this kind of shit, like how she copes with all of it or whatever. But it's just super weird. Like, I don't understand, like, the lyrics and what they mean and what they have to do with it. The music itself is continuously through the whole thing. I'm just gonna let this song speak for itself because it's aggravating me just talking about it. So
see, I didn't realize that this song is this fucking old. Like, I know it's not a brand new thing, but I didn't think Rihanna was a huge deal back in 2008. So I'm fucking baffled by this.
I didn't even look. I'd done a little bit of research on this yesterday and today, but I didn't go back into Rihanna's career. You know what I mean? And to see how long she had been, you know, famous or popular or whatever. But if I had to guess, I'd say she came out like 2004-5ish maybe, because I think this the album that this song is on is a remake, it's a remaster or something like that of an album that she done. So it was, I'd say 2-3 albums in maybe. So I'm giving it 3-4 years maybe.
Wow. So I guess that shows how little I pay attention to her career.
Right, yeah, I didn't know this till I read up on it a little bit yesterday and today, but Disturbia, dude, like, I've heard a lot of covers of this song, believe it or not. Like, there's a few people that cover it, and there's a couple bands that actually do a decent job. I just don't, the repetition of it, she censors herself, like we always fucking talk about people doing that we hate so fucking much. It doesn't make any sense. It's on her album. Every fucking version, every remix of this fucking song that I've listened to today, she bleeps herself. She edits herself. It's so fucking dumb.
It's such a weird move when artists decide to do that. Like, the radio stations will do that for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to see if you can catch it. I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but I'm going to see if you can catch it because it is in there. So let's just go ahead and start this off and play the first 30 seconds or so and see what you think about it.
God damn it.
Oh, and it's got scat in it too.
Yeah, it starts off with scat.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, gas in the rig, gas in the red. I didn't look up the lyrics, but I just still don't understand that. But neither one of those makes sense to me. And the scat in the beginning. Yeah, dude, I mean, come on. And the whole thing, the fucking tempo does not change in this song at all.
You can't mix house music with scat. It doesn't make sense. It didn't work for Scatman John, and he is like one of the only talented scat artists that are out there. It's Bobby McFerrin and Scatman John, and right. not fucking Rihanna. Oh, God damn, it bothers me so much. And it's not the hook, but it's easily the catchiest part of this song. It's the one part, like, you're going to walk away from listening to this episode, you're going to bum, bum, be-dum. It's like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand why this song got so popular. It's the reasons I'm saying this probably are the reasons that it is popular, but I'm saying it's repetitious as fuck. It's got scat in it, for God's sakes. And I don't... The lyrics make no goddamn sense to me, man. Like,
yeah,
the Wikipedia page for this song says that this song is about pain and anguish and anxiety and how Rihanna copes with it and all that shit. How? I don't understand how any of the lyrics to this fucking song has anything to do with any of that. It's
so
damn
stupid. I have the lyrics right here, Red, and just that one bit that you played, no more gas in the rig, can't even get it started, it has nothing to do with pain and anguish. The rest of it, you know, nothing heard, nothing said, can't speak about it, out of my life, out of my head, don't want to think about it. So the rest of this sort of feels like, or sounds like, she's trying to cope with something. But what the fuck is the gas in the rig line have to do with anything? It doesn't make any sense. And it seems like the way that she starts off all of these verses, it's one nonsense line, and then the rest of the lyrics are actually sort of fit together. It's so fucking bizarre.
Yeah, dude, I even thought maybe, you know, like, you're having a bad day. Fuck, I'm not even having gas in my car. That's on top of everything else that's happening in my life. I don't have any gas in my car. Maybe
which
that...
Which is pretty rough.
Yeah. It sucks to get in your car after a bad day or when your day's even starting to get in it and need gas. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the shit icing on the cake. Maybe that's what she's talking about. I mean, I've went through all kinds of scenarios today and yesterday trying to figure this out.
If this song turns out to be just about how she pulled out of her driveway and ran out of gas, it's the greatest fucking song in history.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know that that's what it is, but I'm just speculating. I mean, I've put all kinds of scenarios through my head
Jesus
today.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but anyway, I've overanalyzed this fucking song way too much already. So
that's what we do here, Red.
I know. But let's go ahead and play some more of it so we can rant and rave about it some more. Put on your brake lights for what? Why are you stopping? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, these lyrics don't make sense together. It seems to me like she wrote lyrics to about four or five different songs, but those songs never went anywhere. But she really liked those verses. You know, and I've done it as a songwriter and a musician. You know, like, there are times where I'll write a chord progression or a riff, and I thought it would go great in one song, but that song never went anywhere. So I took it and I used it in something else.
Right.
It happens all the time. I feel like this is a modge podge of four or five different shitty songs, or possibly good ones, that turned into this gigantic shit heap that became a smashing success. This is one of the songs that launched this woman's career, and I've never been able to understand why.
It's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. This song has over 5 million hits on YouTube.
Yeah, like when you when I think of Rihanna, I go to that stupid Umbrella song, which thank fucking Christ you didn't bring that thing to us.
Oh, that was on my list, dude. That was on my list.
If you did, I would have cut the call out. It would have been over. Like, fuck that.
Not listening to that song, Ram. Not doing it. Not fucking doing
it. God damn it. But it's between that and this song here. Those are the only two that I actually can sit there and say I know are genuinely from her.
Yeah.
So this is a big one.
I mean, I had three songs in my arsenal tonight that I was going to pick. Two of them were Rihanna songs, this one and Umbrella. The other one I'm not going to tell you because I might use it again later. But since you mentioned Umbrella, I will tell you that my other song that I was going to play was Umbrella. So you're lucky I didn't play that one. But anyway, this one's equally as shitty, though. It doesn't matter which one. To me, both of those songs are equally as shitty. The lyrics.
Oh, I agree. I just really didn't want to listen to Umbrella.
Well, I mean, the lyrics to Umbrella are a little weirder. You know, Umbrella, Ella, whatever.
Don't do it. God damn it.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so here's Disturbia. We're not listening to fucking Umbrella, but here's Disturbia. Here's another few seconds of it, so here we go. This sounds like a fucking anthem song. Dude, if I had to hear... I mean, she says Disturbia right there like 10 fucking times in the chorus. It's all it is. Disturbia. Disturbia. I can't stand it, dude. What
catches me about this chorus, and I'm calling it the chorus or the hook, whatever, is the line... So if you must falter, be wise. Like, all of a sudden, she broke out her fucking thesaurus. Who uses the word falter in a pop song? It's like, when you decide to go big-brained on mediocre music, that's where I really start to notice, like, what the hell is happening here?
I have yet to figure out the meaning of these lyrics. I've said it probably 4 or 5 times already. I have went through this song at least 10 times in the last 2 days. And I know the lyrics. I can sing them with you along with everybody else. But I just don't understand what they mean. Like, I don't get what this... Especially after I read what she's trying to say in this song and what the lyrics mean, what they're about. But what the fuck does any of this have to do with that? And where is Disturbia? Is that, like, in her head? Disturbia? You know what I mean? Like, is that a place that she goes when she's in a bad place in her head? You know what I mean? Like, there's a movie called Disturbia.
I was going to say, you think this is like she tried to write the theme song to this movie and they rejected it?
It's been a while since I've seen that movie, and I'm pretty sure that movie came before this song. You don't hear that song in the fucking movie. She doesn't mention the movie in the song.
The movie came out in 2007, so I mean, it's possible that she wrote this song with the intention of it being for this movie. They rejected it, and she's like, well, fuck it, I'll just put it out on my own shit.
It's possible.
I'm just gonna... I'm all for speculating over here at Shitty Song of the Week, and that's what I'm gonna say happened.
Right, yeah, okay. We're gonna speculate and start...
I'm writing history.
And create satire right here on Shitty Song of the Week. Dude, we're only a minute into this motherfucker.
Yeah, God damn it.
Right, and this is a 4-minute song. So
yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is rough.
Here we go with the fucking scat again. I'm telling you, dude. Did you hear it?
Yeah, how could you not? And you know, God damn it, I don't know, but I feel like I know. Like, if she's singing this song live, I feel like she still censors herself, but that's the moment where she throws the microphone out into the audience, and the audience is like, shit! It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, dude, I've listened, like I told you earlier, I've listened to 3 or 4 different versions of this song. She censors herself in all of them.
It's such a weird move to make. I don't understand, like, if you're doing it ironically or as like a gimmick, I guess I could see that. But these are people who, like, they genuinely were like, I'm going to write a song that's going to get played on the radio, so I'm going to have to censor myself, even though I could write 1,000 other words to put in there. But no, I have to sound like I'm trying to be edgy and throw in a swear, but I'm not going to actually put the swear in because I'm a fucking pussy. It's so stupid.
I've seen interviews of Rihanna. I keep saying Rihanna. She cusses. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, she's got a filthy mouth.
Yeah. Why would you censor this? And why would you say, shh, like, say the fucking word. All you're missing is the T. I don't get it, dude. I don't understand why people take the liberty to censor themselves. You have radio versions and you have album versions. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand the concept in editing or you know, bleeping yourself in a fucking song that you put out.
Maybe it would
give that song just a little bit of more edge or whatever. You know what I mean? If she was to say the cuss word. But because I say it when I sing the fucking song. I don't, like, bleep myself or whatever. It's fucking stupid. Anyway.
Well, let's continue on, man. We could dive into songs that censor themselves all fucking night. Let's just dive into this shit. Oh, it's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can't control you. I feel like a monster. Let's talk about the mix for a second, because what is happening here, there's no way that she can replicate it when she's performing this live, because when she's doing this live, there are background singers. There are people that are helping her do these parts so that she can throw in her fills and whatnot while it's all being overlapped.
Right.
But in this studio mix, she is singing that chorus talking about going to the City of Wonder and all this shit. That's her singing. That's not the background singers. So while she's singing that, there's another track of her doing the whoas and all the stupid bullshit that you're hearing in between. So not only is she the lead in this, but she is also her own hype man and her own background band. What the fuck is going on here?
Why would you do that, though, knowing live you have to have somebody else do it?
Right. If Rihanna, like, I would pay all the money in the world to see Rihanna try to pull this shit off with a looping effects processor where she's just like, she's singing the line and then she loops a little bit and then she does another fill and keeps going on with it. But that's not what happened. Like, it's just a weird move and it takes nothing. Like, that's just have someone else sing that line over. You don't have to be every other part of it. Like, did you also notice she played the snare drum track too? Like, what the fuck are we talking about here, Red?
Yeah, Rihanna's just Phil Collins. That's all. She does all of it. She plays the instruments. She does the backup. She does.
Well, see, now I want to see Rihanna in, like, those one man band get-ups with a giant fucking kick drum in the back.
Yeah, anyway. All right, here's some more of it. Dude, we still got like another minute 30, minute 45 of this mother.
Yeah, and right here, this is the end of the song. You could end this song right here and it's fine.
This is the bridge or the breakdown or the whatever you want to call this.
Oh, thank God it's got one of those.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's weird, though. It doesn't match the song. It's so fucking weird. Like, it throws me off every time. It's super off-putting because this, you know, what you've heard so far is the whole This is where it gets weird, though. This is where the tempo does change here, but it's not for the good, for sure. So let's see if I can listen to it long enough for you to hear that part. I think it's coming up. This song's over right now.
It should be. Release me from this curse I'm in. Try to maintain that I'm struggling.
There it is. I want to point out, you see how it goes right back into bum bum beat'em bum 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 Disturbia. Like that's all I remember of this song. It seems like every single time we've played a clip, it's been bum bum beat'em bum bum. Every single clip I've played has had that in it. It's fucking repetitive as shit. Like it's everywhere.
Do you think that Rihanna knows what the word Disturbia means? Like, in context, do you think she understands what she's talking about, or she just found a word that fit in with what she was trying to go for? Because Disturbia, it's more about the stresses of, like, modern consumerism and whatnot. It's all about the struggles of modern life. And there's nothing that's in this song that has anything to do with the actual concept of Disturbia. It just seems like a buzzword that she threw in. You could fit any word that like rhythmically fit into that part. You could be like hypochondria, like the darkness in the light. Like it doesn't fucking matter what you throw in there. So the fact that Disturbia is put in here, it's so jarring to me because nothing about this is related to that.
Dude, this would be a completely different song if it was called Hypochondria.
Or pedophilia, yeah. Like the darkness in the light. Yeah, like, come
this
on.
This would
now.
Be a completely different song.
I might enjoy it more.
That's so cool. No, but dude, I mean, really, I really don't think, because this, she's singing about her mental health.
Is she?
I think. That's what Wikipedia tells me anyway. That's what Wikipedia tells me. But what I'm saying is, I think that's what she's singing about. Like, that's what Wikipedia tells me she's singing about. But I don't hear that. You know what I mean? Like, I've listened to this song enough to know the lyrics. You know what I mean? And I know them almost word for word. I don't hear anything about mental health. And if it is mental health she's singing about, Disturbia might be the place, the bad place that her mind goes when she's in that bad state of mind. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be a psychologist or anything here, but it doesn't sound like to me that she's put the definition of the word with the song.
Words mean things. Words mean things, Red. That's how we communicate. That's how we express ourselves in a way where I can understand what you are saying, because you are using the words that I can hear and understand what they mean. When you throw a... That's the problem with pop music, and I'm gonna go real old man for a minute, like back in my day, but this is the problem with modern pop music and rap music, where they can just take words and, you know, fuck what they mean because it sounds nice in the song. We're just gonna throw it in there, and it doesn't matter what the context is. It doesn't matter what anything means. Words don't mean anything anymore, Red. It's amazing that you and I are even able to communicate to each other right now without using fucking emojis or anything like that.
Yeah, right. We should be texting the show, Brandon. We should be a visual podcast, and each side is a phone, and we're texting one another, and that's the show. You have to read the show. Yeah. That's what you have to do.
This whole show should be an audio podcast, but it should only be done through emojis. That's how I feel like this shit makes sense.
I wouldn't even know how to talk in emojis, dude. I have no idea. That would be crazy. Anyway, we still got a whole minute left, dude. So I'm going to try to power through this entire minute if we can. And see if we can get this shit over with. So,
yeah, I totally forgot I had a song to bring.
Right,
next.
I thought we were just going through "Disturbia" by Rihanna. It's so weird. Like, I feel like we've been talking about this for a whole hour already. Anyway, here we go.
Dog shit with that one.
Right.
You could have cut out, like, if you just take away all the bum-bum-dee-dum parts, that's over a minute of just the same four words in scat. You could take that out. Take it the fuck out of this. Oh, God. I'm so glad that you went first because you got me really pissed off and ramped up for what I'm about to bring.
Uh-oh.
That was bad, Red. And look, I know that song. I remember it. I don't want to say fondly because I don't, but I remember it quite a bit. And I, like you, I know all the fucking stupid words to it. It's irritating. And the fact that now I'm gonna get off of this show tonight, and I'm going to be laying in bed with my wife, and I'm going to start falling asleep. And every, you know, I'm tired. I'm high. I'm ready to go to bed. Everything is good. The day was great. I had a great recording session with Red. And all of a sudden, bum, bum, be-dum, bum, bum, be-dum. And I'm not going to be able to fucking go to sleep because of you. So God damn it, Red. Fuck you.
Yeah, when you're bebopping at work tomorrow, or Monday, excuse me, you're going to be bum, bum, be-dum, bum, bum. It's an earworm, dude. It's an earworm.
I'm gonna be fucking my wife, and I'm gonna end up humping her in rhythm to that shit. Just out of nowhere. Like it's just gonna pop up in my head, and I'm just gonna start gyrating the bum bum beat up.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That is good shit. I have a feeling I'm gonna say it now. We're early in the year, Brandon. I'm gonna say it now that this song is gonna make it a little far in shitty song of the year.
See, it's funny that you say that because I also think that this song that I have is going to make it very far. I believe I said to you when I found this one that I wanted to bring that I might have found 2021's shitty song of the year.
You did. You did.
And I know that's a pretty boisterous claim, but I want this cunt to win. I want it so fucking bad. This is a repeat offender. I love bringing artists back onto the show to take a second bite at the apple to try to see if they can compete. And 2008 was probably one of the high points in Beyonce's career. Hate this cunt. I hate this woman. I can't stand the following that's around her, how she thinks that she's the second coming of Jesus, and how everyone needs to praise everything that this woman does. She could fucking queef into a microphone, and 60 million fans would be all over that shit. It drives me insane. I'm going to tell you right now, Red, like, this song came on at work, and I totally forgot all about it. It came on when it was popular, and it was a blip on the radar, and then I totally forgot about it for almost 2 decades. And then this thing comes back into my life while I'm at work, and I'm getting rid of the truck, and I'm ready to go. And I actually got in trouble at my job for commenting on how terrible of a fucking song this is. Uh-oh. I was scolded for pointing out how retarded the song Diva by Beyonce is.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, do you remember this one?
Yeah. Sure do.
Okay. Well, in case you guys don't remember, there's a lesson behind this song, and that apparently it's that a diva is a female version of a hustler. I want you to remember that statement. A diva is a female version of a hustler. Don't worry if you didn't hear me say it, because they're going to say it 69,000 fucking times in this song. It is so goddamn infuriating. Like, much like your song starting off with scat, this thing starts off in a very annoying way. So here we go.
Fuck you, Brandon. I'm not a diva.
People love this woman and praise her for her musical talent. I just want to throw that out there before I go any further. Do you think that's true? I want you to think about what the word diva actually means and what the word hustler actually means. And yes, I can kind of understand where she's coming from in that sort of sense, because in order to get to the status of diva, I suppose, you've had to have hustled your way into some sort of notoriety and fame. Like, you don't have to be famous to be an air quotes diva. It's a fucking attitude. It's a way that women carry themselves in a very prissy, self-righteous, arrogant, annoying way. Beyonce is a diva. She is not a fucking hustler.
Some might even say sassy.
Oh, God damn it.
I mean, dude, Beyonce is known to write hit.
Is she?
After hit. After hit. Well, her pocketbook says so. She's married to one of the biggest fucking rap moguls in the game. Why, I don't know, but she is. She writes hit after hit after hit after hit. Now, I'm not condoning this song at all. It fucking sucks. I hate it. Fuck you for bringing it, just like you said with my song. But, dude, I mean, why? This is no talent. This is nothing. What is this?
Brett, I hate to shit on your point here, but I'm going to. Because she has a fucking massive team of songwriters and producers behind her, backing her up and creating this thing. Beyonce isn't sitting in her room with a fucking composition notebook.
No, of course she's not.
She's got a team of writers writing all of these songs for her. She is just someone with a voice that people seem to enjoy. It was the same way when she was on, was it Destiny's Child? It was the same deal. They didn't write their own fucking songs. They had people writing them for her. And this is how it's so I can't sit there and accept this. So many people went into writing this song and creating it, and this is what the result is.
Dude, I'm not saying that I just said there was no talent in this. Of course she has a team of writers. I just said she was married to one of the hugest fucking rap moguls in the game. Of course she's got a team of writers. What I'm saying is, Beyonce, air quotes, writes hit after hit after hit. I'm saying she's there for every hit. Everything that she puts out supposedly is gold. You know what I mean? Like, for what is my point? There's no talent. Excuse me.
Yeah.
She might have a singing voice, like a singing voice. There's no singing here. She pulled her shtick off with this, you know, Sasha Fierce thing. Have you heard about this shit? She pulled that shit off a little bit better when she was in Destiny's Child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why Beyonce is famous. She can sing a little bit, but so could Mariah Carey. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's no different than anybody else. Like, why didn't the other girls from Destiny's Child get famous? Them bitches can sing, too.
Well, they didn't have a good publicist.
There's no talent here. They didn't suck the dick of the hugest rap mogul in the game. They didn't do that.
I'm really glad that you mentioned the fact that she is married to one of the biggest rap artists of all time. Or at least one of the most successful rap artists, I should say. Because she doesn't, you're right, she doesn't really sing in this song, but she sure does try to rap. And you would think that maybe, just maybe, she would have gone to Jay-Z and been like, hey, so I'm working on this song, Diva. I do this little rap thing in it. I would like to get your second opinion on this. Because the cadence, the way she carries herself, the melody behind it, everything about this does not match up. And it doesn't even go with the beat. It's like she's trying to cram as many words as she can into this with that, while still being legible, and it falls apart so hard. So here we go. Let me stay fast. I told you give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking shit? You act like I just got a pity. Been that number one diva in this game for a minute. Also, another song where she is her own background band as well, because who else could sing for Beyonce aside from Beyonce, am I right?
I mean, come on, dude. Even Tina Turner had backup singers. You know what I mean? Tina Turner's a fucking legend. Even she had her own different backup singers. You can't say, I'm too good to have backup singers, so I'm going to do my own shit. I mean, come on, man. I don't get the Beyonce thing, dude. I really don't. Why is she famous? I don't understand.
I don't either. And her fans are so fucking rabid. It's crazy. Like, we got a lot of shit for our Meghan Trainor episode. I'm really curious how people are going to react to the, oh my God, they're speaking ill of Beyonce. What the horrors that are going to come from this. Like, this stupid pretentious cunt is one of the reasons why shitty Song of the Week is a thing. Because I don't understand this is one of some of the most mediocre music that is created that people love so fucking much. I just can't understand that.
I've never understood Beyonce. She got more, I'm not going to say spotlight or credibility because she's fucking Beyonce now. Like, she's this huge star. But I liked Destiny's Child a whole lot better than just Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, they were better together. When they go off by themselves like that, some people can pull off solo careers and some people can't. And I really don't. And again, she's super mega famous. But why?
Why indeed? And look, God, we still have 2.5 minutes of this show. Let's just keep going through it. And it's another song where you could cut out everything. Like, virtually every part of this song can get cut out and make it infinitely better. Especially all the stupid I'm a Diva parts that you're going to hear ad nauseum. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I'm a diva.
Yeah, she's stuttering in her own fucking song.
Yeah, like, I couldn't even hardly put that together. I'm a diva.
Yeah, but was like 35 seconds that could be taken out of the song. It goes nowhere and it does nothing. You could go from, like, there are tons of songs that go, you know, chorus, verse, verse, chorus. You don't have to do this verse chorus thing when your chorus and your hook is the stupidest fucking annoying voice. But here we go.
Yeah, Disturbia is the same way though.
Oh yeah, it was this might be one of the most evenly matched episodes of this show that we've done.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. This is gonna be a hard one.
Okay, look.
What does that mean? When he pulls up, I'm going to pull my hood up. What is that? He's going to lift her dress up over his head?
I mean, maybe. But what gets me about that is, like, a lot of rappers, like, when they mention alcohol, they mention high-end alcohol. You know what I mean? Like, it's some fancy booze or something. Because you're trying to promote, like, oh, well, I can spend so much money on this whatever the fuck. Yeah, I'm not a drinker, so I can't sit there and say. But her standards are, you better have a six-pack in the cooler. And not even in the cooler, in the cooler. So, if I'm going to pull up and lift my skirt up and show you my puss, you better at least have some PBR in that fucking cooler or something.
That's what I was getting ready to say. What is she drinking here?
What is she drinking?
Is she drinking Budweiser?
Fucking Natty Ice.
What the fuck? A six pack of what, Beyonce? What have you ever drank a six pack of? I mean, come on. A six pack in the cooler. Get out of here, Beyonce. You ain't never drank a six pack of anything in your life.
Yeah. If you ain't getting money, then you have a six pack in the cooler. People without without money definitely carry six packs in their coolers.
Yeah, I think I ain't got no money, but I do got some beer. I mean, that's all I got for you.
I never noticed it until just now because this song infuriates me so much. When she does that, Diva's a female version, the I'm a diva becomes the beat. It's not just a background vocal. She turns that little bit into the beat.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go back a little bit. Pay attention to this. See if you notice it.
Okay.
catch it.
Yes, that's interesting, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that's a nice touch, but that's a good idea. I like the idea of it.
It's not a terrible idea. It's just poorly executed because the right thing that you're turning into the beat is one of the most annoying parts of the song.
Yeah. That's interesting. 15 and my stiletto, been strutting in this game. What's your age was the question they asked when I hit the stage. I'm a diva, best believer, you see how she getting paid. She ain't calling him the greeter, don't need him, her best mate. This is a sticker, I need them bags, all that money. I'm a sticker, I see the mask, all that money. All my ladies get it up, I see you, I do the same. Take it to another level, no passengers on my plane. God damn it, dude. You're going to take a break? Holy shit. I thought you were going to play the whole fucking song. Look, dude. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What in the fuck? Like, okay. Every fucking song that Beyonce puts out, dude, is about this boss bitch mentality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, every fucking thing that she does is that. Like, every song that I've ever heard from Beyonce is the same goddamn song with different lyrics and a different beat, but it's the same shit. It's about bitches making money, being their own woman, standing on her own two feet, not needing a man. Everything that Beyonce puts out is about that. Everything. And it's fucking annoying. Like, find another shtick. Pick another something to write about. I mean, shit.
I want you to notice, because that last little bit of that clip I just played was the bridge. And that's the bridge in its entirety. You have, so far, it's been almost 3 minutes. And in that 3 minutes, there is at least a minute and a half of the I'm a diva shit that you could cut out. And then you can make that bridge a little bit longer and make this song a little more palatable. You take a part of the song where I'm like, okay, I'm actually paying attention to it now because it sounds like an actual fucking song. And then you ruin it by saying two lines and then going back to the whole fucking original thing. It's so retarded.
The I'm a diva part, the stuttering I'm a diva, that part could be totally completely took out of that. Just sing it or rap it or whatever it is you're doing. I don't like that. That fucks up the song to me.
All right. So between these two, I'm not done with this, but which part are you more likely to get stuck in your head tonight? The I'm a diva line or the bum bum beat'em part?
Oh, damn, dude. It's probably going to be a combination of both. It's going to be a I'm a bum bum beat'em bum bum. You know what I mean? It's going to be a...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to be a combination. I don't know, dude. This is going to be a tough one, I think.
Yeah,
like, which one's worse this week, dude. It's going to be a toss. I'm going to give it... I mean, I know you're not done, but I'm going to toss this one up, dude. This is a fucking... just whichever one.
Let's finish this off here. You could have ended it. That was 45 seconds of nothing but I'm a diva, I'm a diva. That could have been gone.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. That could have been completely taken out of the song. If you're going to say it in the song, say it a couple times, get the point across, and don't say it anymore. That whole entire thing, chorus, end run line, whatever the hell you want to call that, dude. Like, that is the most annoying thing about that whole entire song. You know, the repetition of the diva is just another word for hustler, whatever the fuck she says. That's annoying as shit, and it's repeated a million times. But the I'm a diva thing, the way she says it, like the cadence of it, it's hard to do. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even do it. A diva. It's weird how she does it. It's fucking annoying as shit. I'm probably not going to be singing that one later. It's going to probably be fucking Disturbia because I can't even say what the fuck she's doing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, I can sing it while she's doing it, but when I do it by myself, I can't fucking do it. So, yeah, it's, I don't know, dude. It's just weird.
Yeah, this one, this is one of, like, look, usually there are times in this show where it's no contest. Either you bring a song that kicks my ass or vice versa. But right. I'm really curious to see how this poll is going to turn out because these are two heavy hitter pop icons, and these are two big hit songs that both deserve their spot in December for Shitty Song of the Year. Honestly, I wouldn't be mad at either one of these going up. But if I really, gun to my head, Sophie's Choice had to pick the worst song. Oh man, I think Beyonce's is worse, and here's my logic behind this. Because yes, they're both annoying songs, but musically and the song format behind Disturbia makes sense. The beat and everything else is not, the beat itself is not annoying. The beat is catchy.
Come on, dude, it's really listenable. You can't say, come on.
Look, the bum bum beat 'em shit and the words that she is saying, it's fucking retarded. I'm 100% on board with you, but it's not borderline like electronic dubstep trap rap. This is like, this diva song is like Beyonce trying to be hardcore, and that's what bothers the hell out of me. Because you can't be the female lead in the third Austin Powers movie and then turn around and come out with this I'm super fucking hardcore diva bullshit. It doesn't make sense. It's so fucking irritating. And diva made me angry.
There's no way that you're going to tell me that fucking Disturbia is any less palatable than fucking diva is. Every fucking song that Beyonce writes is the same shit. Like, so it's just, yes, Beyonce. This fucking Disturbia is one of the... Disturbia is just about as big of a fucking earworm as Barbie Girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking in your head now. I swear to God, an hour from now, you're going to be in your house doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're going to be bum, bum, beat-um, bum, bum. You're not going to be doing the diva thing. I promise you. I promise you. And if you would tell the truth tomorrow when I talk to you, you would say the same fucking thing. If you told the truth.
Yeah, that's a big if, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're never going to tell me that you were really doing it. You know what I mean? I believe that Disturbia, because of the earworm aspect of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's in your head. It's fucking stuck. Just like Barbie Girl and you know what I mean? All these other fucking earworms that we talk about all the time.
Well, that's my problem with the Beyonce song. Look, I can't accept earworms for what they are. And especially when it comes to pop music. Pop music and earworms go hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like, you can, if you don't, even if you don't listen to pop music on a regular basis, the most popular songs of that genre, you know, because they're fucking earworms. The problem with Diva is that it tried so hard to become an earworm. Everything about this song is it's trying to brainwash itself into your ears. It's forcing the phrase "I'm a diva" into you to where it's wanting to be catchy. This is Beyonce wanting to be Eiffel 65 with the "I'm blue dabba dee dabba die" shit, but it failed miserably. And because it failed miserably, that's why I think it is the shittier song.
Oh man, 2021 is gonna be a good year, Brandon. We're already what, 3 episodes in already, and we're fucking duking it out. I love it.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a single episode yet this year where you and I were on the same page. I was like, no, this is the better song.
Right. I'm just saying, like, whichever song makes it through to Shitty Song of the Year, the other song should be brought back up so it can make it on there too, because it's just not fair for just one of these to make it. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be both of these songs.
We have had repeat offenders before, so right. having a song come up for a second time hasn't been done yet, but I'm not against the idea of it. So
yeah, if
Beyonce happens to win this poll this week, then you are by all means welcome to try to bring Disturbia back, and maybe it'll beat whatever song I can come up with to go against it.
Yeah, dude. I think since this battle here is so close, you know what I mean? It won't take much for Disturbia or Beyonce's Diva to beat another song. You know what I mean? Like, these motherfucking songs right now are neck and neck to me. Like, yes. They're equally as shitty, in my opinion. I can't say one's worse than the other, but if I had to choose, of course, I'm going to say Rihanna's got this week with Disturbia. Now, what's going to hurt me is that people know Disturbia more than they do Diva, I think. Maybe.
It's possible, but thank God this isn't up to either one of us. You know, I ask you your thoughts and opinions, and I appreciate it, but really, it doesn't fucking matter. Because at the end of this episode, by the time you're hearing this, you can go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you yourselves get to determine which songs have to make their way to Shitty Song of the Year. But, you know, that's all I've got for tonight, Red. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Well, yeah. Red started a new show, Brandon. A few weeks ago, Red started... why am I talking to myself in the first person?
Yeah, why are you?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so the Haunted Horror Podcast, okay? You can find it on Twitter. It's available everywhere that you listen to fucking podcasts. Your good buddy Red here, he narrates horror stories and shit that he finds on the internet. I'm on Twitter at The Haunted Pod. That's The with two E's. Yeah, so check it out. It's pretty cool.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time.
Later.